This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
So now we've got one of our weekly segments, one that I'm always so excited for because I always learn something new. I hope you guys do as well. We have got Crazy Customs, where Maria is going to read out about four customs from around the world. This week they are... baby themed?
Birthing themed.
And we have to, Chris and I have to link the custom to the country.
Of course, if you're tuning in, you can play along as well and compete your scores to our team's scores. This is the birthing edition of Crazy Customs.
I still have to come back from the score from last week. Jeez.
Yeah. Building up the points. Week after
now.
Week. All right, hit us up, Maria.
Here we go.
Our first crazy custom.
Custom number one is the spicy bundle of blessings. So a key component of postpartum care in this country is the baby's first bath, which is given by the grandmother, or if she's unavailable, an aunt or close friend of the mother's.
Yes.
To symbolise that the mother isn't alone in raising the child, the community will be there to help her. The grandmother also helps the mum get back into shape with a routine that includes belly flattening massage, towel tipped in hot water. And that's actually a custom that's done in a few different countries, variations around the world.
Yeah.
The fun bit about this custom, or the spicy bit, is that on the 7th day, if the child's a girl, or the 9th day, if the child's a boy, they are given a number of blessings. So they receive water to have no enemies, palm oil for a smooth, stress-free life, cola nut, that's cola with a K,
yes,
for a long and happy life, and salt and pepper to keep things exciting and spicy.
Salt and pepper for spice. Spice up your life.
Spice in your life.
Okie dokie.
Custom number two is the sun diet. Quite a few countries have a recovery period, or everyone has a recovery period, you'd imagine, after giving birth.
You would hope so.
But it's formalised in a number of ways. So in this country, mothers are nurtured with a custom that the translation of its name is the diet, which includes specific foods eaten after childbirth, abstaining from physical activities, and even, they say, sexual relations, because it helps with milk production and a number of other rituals. The period is about 42 days or 1.5 lunar cycles. And one of the interesting rituals of the diet period is that in those 42 days post-birth, the mother and baby are carefully shielded from sunlight.
Okay, yep. That's interesting, because I thought vitamin D was a necessity.
Yeah, so what they do is they stay home, windows are covered up, beds have canopies over them, so even if you're in bed, you don't get burnt, and the sun is just to be completely avoided. Part of the reason is, I don't know, to do with ritualistic
for how long?
Healing, and supposedly it's to do with the relationship with the moon and helping with milk production. You know how they say the moon cycles things to do with our bodies? And a description of, so people of this country, a description of what a desirable outcome is that at the end of the period, the faces of the new mothers are pale from staying indoors and are said to resemble the moon in beauty and wellness.
I'm thinking, I mean, we'll talk about it later when we go through all four of them, but because it's a sun diet or lack thereof, I'm thinking maybe it's more of an Asian country where it's very considered traditionally very beautiful to have pale skin.
True.
So that's my connection there. But moving on to the third one, just if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Sin 90.7 Get Serial with Chris, Dan and Maria. We're playing one of our weekly segments, which is called Crazy Customs. And this week, Maria is reading out four different customs from four different countries. Chris and I have to guess which country is related to which custom. You could play along at home. And this week's edition is the birthing edition.
This is it.
So the third custom is...
we've got crying contests. So in this country, also the mother undergoes a quiet period of healing post-birth. Traditionally, she'll stay with her parents or partner's parents and the family help with the duties. And the crazy custom here is one that's based on the belief that the loud cry of a baby means that the baby, he or she, will live a long and healthy life. It's to do with them having strong lungs.
Yes.
So in celebration of this, every April, a festival is held where the babies participating in the festival are dressed in coloured costumes and funky hairstyles, and they're introduced to the audience who's overlooking the festival. It's usually just families of the babies and then families in general. And after the intros and speeches, two large wrestlers hold up the two competing babies at a time. And there's no actual wrestling between the wrestlers. It is safe. But the two wrestlers compete, technically the babies compete, by trying to make the baby they're holding cry first. So the first baby to cry is the winner. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't assume that would be very hard, though.
Yeah. Well, that's what you'd think.
I mean, I'd probably cry if you poke me.
That's the funny thing, because I thought, yeah, babies cry all the time, especially if they've been born within that year. But apparently it can get hard sometimes because the babies will just laugh at the big wrestlers and things. Or, well, sometimes they'll fall asleep and they just won't.
So do they have to physically act out something to make the child cry?
Rather funny than faces, funny gestures. They hold them, but they don't. They're not going to. Or maybe they'd move them around.
So it's a funny face sort of situation.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes they need help and they'll get like judges and people to pitch in and wear masks. And if both babies cry at the same time, the loudest and longest crier wins.
Wow. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And the fourth custom?
Custom number four is placenta planting and the baby gods. So in this country, after birth, burying the placenta of the mother is an important tradition, as it's believed that the placenta is alive and almost like a twin sibling of the newborn. During the elaborate ceremony, placenta is cleaned, sealed, wrapped in white cloth, and buried outside the home. And there's more. There's actually more. As for the babies, they're treated like gods. So they're seen as divine beings transcended from heaven, and in honour of the baby's divinity, their feet can't touch the ground for 210 days.
The child's feet?
Yeah. So people avoid the baby's feet touching the ground. And when they do finally touch the ground 210 days later, it symbolises their crossing to our earthly ground.
Wow.
Okay, so to recap, we are playing Crazy Customs here on the Sin 90.7 Get Cereal Tuesdays. We have got four customs that we have to match with four different countries, and Maria's the only one who knows the answers. So to recap, we have got the first one is the spicy bundle of blessings. Second is the sun diet for the mother and the baby, or the lack thereof, they have to stay out of the sun. The third one is the baby crying contest, where the baby is made to cry and the first one wins in a competition. Mm-hmm. And the fourth one is the placenta planting and the feet aren't allowed to touch the ground for 210 days. So, Maria, what countries are we choosing from?
Our four countries are Bali, Indonesia.
Yep.
Ecuador.
Yep.
Nigeria. And Japan.
Okay. So I am going to stick with... Actually, let's go from top to bottom.
Starting with spicy blessings.
Okay.
So what was it again?
So we've got Indonesia, Ecuador, Nigeria, and Japan.
I think the spicy one, I'm thinking I have to go to Nigeria.
Yep.
I am going to go... interesting. I'm going to go Ecuador for the first one.
Ecuador... So the bundle of spices given to the baby for different meanings.
Yeah.
Chris has guessed Nigeria. Dana has guessed Ecuador.
I reckon Ecuador because I reckon in South America they have a lot of spices that they use in their cookings.
Uh-huh.
In their cooking. So that's my connection to the spices and the spicy bundle of blessings.
Yeah.
Okay, the second one, the sun diet or lack thereof. Which one do you think, Chris?
What do I have left? I honestly don't have...
So there's Ecuador, Japan, and Indonesia, or Bali, to be specific.
So this is probably... I'm going to probably have to go... I'll have to go Indonesia for the sun diet.
Sun diet, Bali, Indonesia for Chris.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with what I said earlier and say that if the mother and baby need to stay out of the sun, I know that in Japan it would... traditionally was considered quite beautiful to have very pale skin.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say Japan for staying out of the sun.
Actually, can I change mine?
You can change yours.
Yep, because I was just thinking. So Yeah, I think I have to agree. Japan has to be the one.
Right,
yeah, Japan for me.
So Dana and Chris are going with Japan for the sun diet, dieting from the sun. Next custom was planting the placenta post-birth and treating the babies as gods where their feet don't touch the ground.
Bali, Indonesia.
I'm going to say the same. Bali, Indonesia.
Yeah.
Just because I think that...
I've been to Bali and I've seen, like...
The worshipped babies?
Yeah.
I do think that they do have rituals surrounding... I think... I don't know. Just got to go with my gut with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really explain it. Okay. And then the last one, baby crying contests.
So, Dana, what you've got left...
I'm going to say Nigeria.
It's Nigeria. And, Chris, what you've got left is Ecuador.
Yep.
Although I don't know if they have wrestlers in Nigeria, but, you know...
Who knows? Everyone.
When I think of wrestlers, I think of Japan.
What have we got?
It is one of the oldest occupations, so you never know.
What have we got?
So, actually, only... No, two of them are correct.
Yes.
So, starting with the spicy blessings, it was, in fact, Nigeria, Chris. You got that right.
Oh, amazing.
Spicy blessings, Nigeria. Yes. That's one score for Chris. The sun diet, where the mother abstains from a number of food and activities, but also the sun and the baby as well after birth, is... So, you both guessed Japan, Chris and Dana... But it was actually Ecuador.
Oh,
ooh.
Bummer. In fact. Okay, that's interesting.
And
I've learned something today.
Yeah, and saying the name would have given it away because it's La Dieta.
Okay, yes, there we go.
And so that was, oh, jeez.
Quarantine, similar quarantine periods are really common around Mexico, but also places like Malaysia. So there is Southeast Asian and Latin American connection there. The placenta planting and the baby gods, where the baby's feet don't touch the ground for 210 days after birth, actually, it was Bali. You both got that right.
Yeah.
Bali, Indonesia.
Yes.
Okay. Tick for that one.
The final one, so the crying contest, the biggest giveaway would have been if I had specified the wrestlers, they're sumo wrestlers.
Yes, I was thinking that at the end.
And you hinted at that too.
Okay.
They're in a sumo ring, and that was Japan. So
that's it. I love that. That's great. What a great custom.
So it's 2-0, and we are at...
Well, that was Crazy Customs. Thank you so much, Maria. It's always great to learn something new. I hope you guys played along at home.
And if you missed it out and just tuned in now, just check out Crazy Customs on the Get Serial podcast on Omni and iTunes.
Yes, and we...
Now it's time for the news bulletin with Ali Robson.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.